glass. Maybe you can bring us all hope this year. Visions of sugar plums have disappeared. Do you remember sleigh riding in the snow? Dancing all night to baby, please come home. Today's celebration is bittersweet. There's muggers and children all in the street. I wanna know, where do lonely hearts go? Nobody ought to be all alone on Christmas. I'm all grown up, but I'm the same, you see. I'm riding you a sled of clouds, I still believe. Dear Santa, I've been good this year. Can you spend a little time with me right here? Oh, hey, I wanna know, where do lonely hearts go? Nobody ought to be all alone on Christmas. No, baby, nobody ought to be all alone on Christmas.
Hi, this is RuPaul. I'm here on Queer Music Heritage wishing you a very queer Christmas.
And that was a rousing start to part one of my Queer Christmas special. That's right, this is only the first part, and if you stick around, you'll hear Christmas music that you won't hear anywhere else. I'm J.D. Doyle, and you're listening to Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston. And my show, Queer Music Heritage, is usually only heard on the fourth Monday of the month. But again this year, I'm doing two Christmas shows, and I'll try to bring you gay-related Christmas music that is entertaining and sometimes obscure. And the artist you heard first is certainly not obscure. It's hard to believe that RuPaul first began recording over 20 years ago. And I think she has one of the very best queer Christmas albums. It's called Ho 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 and was released in 1997. You'll want to stick around for the end of this show as I'm closing it with a brand new Christmas song from her. But next is a trio going by the name Betty. In 2004, they released a CD called Snowbiz. And from it, you'll hear Snow Folk and something they call the Dreidel Jingle Fiasco.
There's no people like snow people. They smile when they are low. Even with a turkey that you know is old, you may be stranded out in the cold. Still you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold. Let's go on with the snow. Dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay. And when you're dry and ready, then dreidel I will play.
Jing, 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 jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Hey, oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, 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 jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Hey, oh, what fun it is to ride in a...
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but when here you're so delightful. It's winter, it's winter, it's winter wonderland.
Oh, the weather
dashing
outside
is
snow,
frightful, but my dear,
no
you're so delightful.
Over the fields we go, laughing all the wonderland. Way.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but my dear, you're so delightful.
Oh, what fun it is to sing a sleigh in wonderland.
Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, 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 jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Hey, oh, what fun it is to ride in a
jing, 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 jing,
jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, one-horse open sleigh. Hey, 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 hey!
Well, Well, since it's after Labor Day and the Christmas season has officially begun, our first song. Thank you very much. There are carolers in Chile, Chad, and China, ringing bells for carolers in Spain. Someone in Djibouti or Burundi or Gabon has thoughts for some old lover in Bahrain. In Congo and Comoros, the young ones raise a chorus to kids in Poland and Peru. They sing Noels in Tunbridge Wells and hymns in Timbuktu. Christmas time,
Christmas time,
around the world, joining hands in every land around the world. From the poles to the equator, the Antilles less or greater, and from Alaska to Cape Horn, we celebrate the day a child was born. There are Christmas trees in Finland, France, and Fiji. Candlelights on branches in Brazil. Someone in Botswana or Barbados or Bhutan gets a special chance to eat his fill. In Luxembourg and Laos, they're quiet as a mouse, for Santa's nearly on his way. With holly from Bengali and some pearls from Oyster Bay. Christmas time,
Christmas time,
around the world, joining hands in every land around the world. From the forests of Westphalia to the deserts of Australia, the atmosphere is so sublime, for all the world is one at Christmas time.
Following Betty were the team of Steve Shockland and Jim Brochu. Steve's well known for his musical The Last Session, and in 2002, he and his partner Jim were in Houston for a production of their show The Big Voice, God or Merman, from which that song came. Next, I'm pleased to share with you a new artist named Roger Kuhn. His debut album came out this year, and he's already working on his next, which will be a holiday CD. That's set for next year, but he slipped out a couple songs from it, and one is called Every Year Around Christmas Time.
Every year around Christmas time, I think of you. I think of how you're doing, and I pray that it's good. I sit down to write my Christmas cards, and I place yours on top. If I had one wish for Christmas, it would be for love. Whoa, Santa, please send me some love for Christmas. Peace on earth, goodwill to man. Fill in the sky on Christmas, and we'll all join hands and sing, 'cause peace has come again on Christmas. Every year around Christmas time, I start to cry. I think of when I last saw you, a last goodbye. I sit down to wrap my presents, and I place yours on top. If I had one wish for Christmas, it would be for love. Oh, Santa, please send me some love for Christmas. Fill in the sky. sing, 'cause peace has come again on Christmas. Standing under the mistletoe, holding my breath, waiting for you to kiss me. I've had some rum, I've danced, it was fun. Now I'm under the mistletoe, waiting for you to kiss me. I want your love, and that's all I want for Christmas. I want your love, and that's all I want for Christmas, yeah. Okay, so I want a new car, I want a new guitar, I want to travel far, but all I really want is your love. So I want a new job, I want to be my own boss, but all I really want for Christmas is your love. I want your love, so come over here and kiss me. I want your love, so come over here and kiss me, yeah. I'm standing under the mistletoe, holding my breath, waiting for you to kiss me. I'm standing by the candle glow, underneath the mistletoe, waiting for you to kiss me. I want your love, and that's all I want for Christmas. I want your love, and that's all I want for Christmas, yeah. Okay, so I want a new car, I want a new guitar, I want to travel far, but all I really want is your love. Okay, so I want a new job, I want to be my own boss, but all I really want for Christmas is your love. I want your love. So come over here and kiss me. I want your love. So come over here and kiss me. I'm standing under the mistletoe, holding my breath, waiting for you to kiss me. So come and kiss me. I'm standing by the candle glow underneath the mistletoe, waiting for you to kiss me. So come and kiss me. Why don't you kiss me? That's all I want for Christmas. That's all I want for Christmas. You're all I want for Christmas. You're all I want.
That was Roger Coon. My internet listeners got to hear a second Christmas song by him called Under the Mistletoe. I often have longer versions of my show on the internet to pack more music into these specials, and to also accommodate songs that can't be played on regular radio, like this next one. It's by cabaret artist Sean Ryan, from his album from 2005 called Blue Skies. The song is called My Simple Christmas Wish, and contains one of the 7 dirty words you can't play on radio.
Ever since I was a baby, I have had one dream in mind. And each Christmas I think maybe it will finally come true. It's a simple wish that everyone has had from time to time. So I know you'll understand me when I share my dream with you. I want to be rich, famous, and powerful. Step on all my enemies and never do a thing. I want to be rich, famous, and powerful. So all I have to do in life is sit around and sing. I don't want to work, struggle, or compromise. When I set a goal, I want to reach it right away. 'Cause paying your dues, that's just for other guys. As for me, I want what I want, and I want it all today. I don't want to audition. I don't want to take class. I want to be discovered while I'm sitting on my ass. I should not have to struggle. I should not have to sweat. I tried that once for 10 minutes, and look, what did I get? I'm still not rich, famous, or powerful. Barbara Streisand has it all, and I can do what she can do. So why is she rich, famous, and powerful? Well, I'm still stuck here schlepping through my life like all of you. What does it take to be famous or powerful? Michael, if you're listening, please tell me what to do. What do I have to fake to be famous or powerful? I've done everything I can, now the rest is up to you. See, I tried being good, I tried being nice. I even tried pretending I was listening once or twice. But the really big stars have made it without it. Was Betty Davis pleasant? Seriously doubt it. Still, she was rich. Everyone adored her and the world was at her feet. And she was a bitch. It's obvious that I have gotten nowhere being sweet. I was going to do my Betty Davis, Noah being sweet. But then I realized that sounds more like Katharine Hepburn. My impression's not so up to speed. Now, I know I should be thankful for the blessings that I've got. Kelly Park truly worships me. It's sad but true. And starving I am not. Don't make one comment. Let me just tell you, if you saw me last year, it was 45 pounds more than it is right now. I haven't had a carbohydrate since 1972. If you have bread in your pockets, run, because I will maul you like a wild bear at this point. back to the peaceful place. And I suppose good friends and family and health count for a lot. But I have to admit, all this doesn't mean shit. 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 If I'm not rich, famous, or powerful, ah, come on, don't be so shocked, you know you feel the same as I. If we were rich, famous, and powerful, we could take all those agents and casting directors, tiny apartments, bat tax collectors, critics and casting calls, chilly rehearsal halls, people who bore us, jobs in the chorus, and kiss them all goodbye. Now, is that too much to ask?
Hello, you all know me, I'm the head of PR, and I'm sorry to be late, but I had hell with the car. I wanna thank you boys from R&D for coming in here and letting us see your plan to make the season a buffo hit. It's got mass appeal and tie-in incentive, it's new, it's hip, it's very inventive, which amazes me since the whole idea's shit. Let's review your scheme to make the season worth $1 million. And I'll review the reasons why it sucks. Alright, let me see if I have this straight. The guy's an old King Cole type, your basic North Pole type, and he lives with lots of elves. You said so yourself. He's got a herd of deer, and they fly from there to here, giving toys to little boys. The feds will make noise. We can't sell old, even shot from the back. We can't sell the beard, and he's gotta be black. He can't be gay, so the elves have gotta go. And welcome to this business we call show. You could dress him up in red and have him ringing a bell. I'm telling you, San Jose. We can't sell deer like Bambi, Namby, Pamby. We can't sell the sleigh, we have a deal with Chevrolet. No landings on the roof, as if Fiddler wasn't proof that a leading man has got to drive a car. If we promote illegal entry, then the feds will raise hell. Forget about it. Santa won't sell. Boys, you didn't do a demographic. This yarn wouldn't open to a soul. All you had to do was check the traffic. We're underwrited and united. Don't fly to the pole. I suppose you could have brought me something stranger, like the boys that pitched a baby in a manger. The kids had talent, but they got sliced. I mean, a kid in a manger? Jesus Christ. Sell a guy named Santa, sell me some Melanta, shoot some dude who won't do nude, so he acts like the lunt. Does he do his own stunts? Then welcome to the land of turnaround. We could knock him on their tuchus with a patch from Georgie Lucas, and the audience would still be comatose. Ixnay, boys. Antisay was gross. He's gross, but he won't gross. Know what I mean? We could invent him a wife. Invent him a life. Add a song or other about him kissing someone's mother. He can't sing pop. Oh, tell me where to stop. So even with a Jerry Goldsmith riff, Santa's a stiff. We could... What's that? Millions and millions of kids already know about this guy? This was put out without my clearance? You mean parents have been giving kids the Santa backstory for hundreds of years? We'll be selling Santa from L.A. to Atlanta and even to Manhattan. He even sounds a little Latin. Someone go and get him, percentage of the net him, and offer him a house in Palisades. We'll de-ice him, merchandise him, and that peon reindeer with the neon schnoz. He'll be bigger than Bambi. Look out, Vincent Canby. It's bigger than the Wizard of Oz. It's in the hopper. Get a chopper. Bring that sleigh to L.A. and fill her. We'll sell. And
Following Sean Ryan was Fred Barton. He'll always have a place in my heart for writing and performing the album Miss Gulch Returns, about the Wicked Witch from The Wizard of Oz doing a nightclub act. Very well done. Nomalee Brennett is one of our most prolific artists. She's released 5 albums since 2002, and I think they're all excellent. And in 2004, she released a Christmas single called Sugar Plum Dreams.
Wrapped all alone in a box by the wall behind mountains of paper and a crack of dolls. They save for the last, the very best gift of them all. Wrapped in the box was a child's guitar with strings just as bright as the Bethlehem star. And someone had written a message inside on a card. It said, "This is the gift that we give to you. In return, you
Nomalee Brennett. And another transgendered artist is Joshua Klipp, who just released his first recording, a CD EP containing this very nice song, December Snow.
My apologies to you, didn't mean to fade the trust between us, passion and love, what was I thinking of? Hard to believe, I broke the promises, the vows.
For two acts that use animals in their names. First is Jeff Mansk, who records under the name Flipping the Pig with his song Good Hands from 2006, and it'll be followed by a very different kind of song and animal.
With who you are. when I see a man chilling with his dog in the park. I approach very slowly with my heart full of fear. Look at the dog, an Uhlen reindeer. And I was illin' cause the man had a beard and a bag full of goodies, 12 o'clock had near. So I turned my head a second and the man had gone. But he left his driver's wallet smack dab on the lawn. I picked up the wallet and took a pause. Took out the license plate
said Santa Claus.
$1 million in it,
whole hundreds of G's.
Enough to buy a boat and match a car with ease. I'd never steal from Santa,
cause that ain't right.
So I'm going home to mail to him back that night. I got home, I bugged. Out of the tree was a letter from Santa, and the door was for me.
That was, according to the CD label, Evie Evil and Laura Ann Beaver, who collectively called themselves Evil Beaver. And the band is half lesbian, the Beaver half. Their CD from 2001 is called Smells Like Christmas Spirit. Next up are two songs that I think are very fun. They are from a concert from 2004 by the North Coast Men's Chorus from Cleveland. The idea was to do Christmas songs as if they would have been done by our Broadway writing legends. In particular, Candor and Ebb and Jerry Herman. I wish they would have released this whole concert on CD, but one of their members sent me these tracks, so at least we can get a taste of it. The North Coast Men's Chorus.
Now then, let's go back to Broadway again for our next number. And the work of Candor and Ebb. What if Candor and Ebb had composed I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
Santa, mommy's had a dream for two.
Here's one more number. It's Jerry Herman. It's We Three Kings of Orient Are. I don't much care anymore. I gotta go. Bye.
Here's another very different version of We Three Kings.
We three kings delivering the mail, rain or sleet, and sometimes in hail. Christmas season is the reason you'll hear a mournful wail. Oh, catalogs and gifts appear. And small, they're all right here. Knees are shaking, backs are aching. What we need's a new career. Ooh, ooh, ooh. The size of Vermont seems forever ceasing. Never can you say workman's comp. Oh, catalogs and gifts appear, big and small, they're all right here. Knees are shaking, backs are aching. What we need's a new career. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
of the post office are happy when you just send a card. Simplifying, keep on trying, see now it's not so hard. Oh, catalogs and gifts appear, big and small, they're all right here. Knees are shaking, backs are aching, what we need's a new career.
Christmas draws near, wassail to you throughout the new year. Winds blow while fires glow to bring you good cheer. Wassail to you as Christmas draws near. Glad tidings to you, hear the bells ring. Glad tidings to you, be merry and sing. Stars bright shine all night, the message they bring. Glad tidings to you, hear the bells ring.
That was Ann Reed from her CD from 2001 called Not Your Average Holiday. And following Ann was Corinne Curcio and her song Wassail to You.
Here's an important holiday message from Rad and this station.
Hi, I'm Melissa Etheridge for Rad, recording artist against drunk driving. Your lifestyle is your business. But when you drive drunk, you become everyone's business. Don't drink and drive. Choose a designated driver. Music lives, and so should you.
And this is a good time to invite you to check out my website. If you visit while you're listening, you can see the playlist and follow along while looking at photos of the artists and recordings. I've always considered our music history as a visual as well as an audio experience. And that's at www.queermusicheritage.com. Also, for more very queer programming, please listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Friday night, Saturday morning from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude. Next is Christian artist Danny Riddle with two songs he recorded in 1986 from his album just called Christmas with Danny.
Everybody likes to take a holiday, and everybody likes to take a rest. Spending time together with the family, sharing lots of love and happiness. Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King and He was born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say. a birthday. A celebration's coming because of something good. A celebration we love to recall. Mary had a baby boy in Bethlehem. The greatest celebration of them all. Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King and He was born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say. Jesus, we remember this your birthday. Come on, ring those bells, light the tree. Jesus is the King and He was born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say. Jesus, we remember this your birthday. Come on, ring those bells, light the tree. Jesus is the King and He was born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say. Jesus, we remember this your birthday. Jesus, we remember this your birthday. Jesus, we remember this your birthday.
That was Danny Riddle with Come On, Ring Those Bells and Worship the King. I played this next song on my very first Queer Christmas show back in 2000, and while I certainly have enough material by gay artists that I do not need to repeat songs, I can't resist bringing this one back. It's by B.D. Wong, known more for his performances on Broadway and television. It's called Wishing You a Drag Queen Christmas.
You've been under the weather for a long time, and haven't been able to shop. This room's a bit drab, you need something fab, something really over the top. Christmas is a time for overdoing, a season when more is more. So don't be distressed, you're not looking your best. That's what makeup is for. I'm wishing you a drag queen Christmas, full of tinsel and glitter and bows, with glamorous gowns complementing your crowns and diamonds on your hose. A very special drag queen Christmas, full of champagne and caviar. When you trim your tree in festive finery, may your hair be as high as a star. 'Cause you deserve to be gorgeous after all you've been through. With platform heels so high, you'll look angels in the eye, and they will sing back up for you. I'm wishing you a drag queen Christmas, with lipstick as red as Santa's suit, mascara for days, fingernails all ablaze, and baskets filled with fruit. Very special drag queen Christmas, with champagne and caviar. When you trim your tree in festive finery, may your hair be as high as a star. May your hair be as high star. May your hair be as high as a star in the sky. May your hair be as high as a
The B.D. Wong song is from a 1993 double CD called Cabaret Noel, A Broadway Cares Christmas. Broadway Cares is a charity group of mostly Broadway artists that raise money to fight AIDS. And I'm going to use that song about drag queens to set up the next artist. She is Jackie Beat, and I played a number of her tracks from her first Christmas album on my 2004 show. Her CD that year was called Jackie Beat is Coming to Town, and was packed full of Christmas parodies, most of which were not ready for radio. That's even more true with her new CD called Jackie Beat is a Holiday Ho. I was able to find a couple tracks that I could share, all about Kwanzaa.
I want to ask a quick question here. Does anybody here celebrate Kwanzaa? The reason I ask is because there's a lot of rumors going around, some pretty ugly rumors going around about Kwanzaa. One of them being that it is a made-up holiday. Have you heard this? There's all these conspiracy theories about how it's just a made-up holiday that doesn't even really exist. And there's these very elaborate websites like www.kwanzaadoesn'teveanreallyexist.com, www.kwanzaadoesn'treallyexist.net. Yeah. These websites are very elaborate, very well done, very, very, very impressive. And they even have, like, photocopies of transcripts from meetings that prove that supposedly Kwanzaa was merely the brainchild of some marketing whiz over at Hallmark Cards. And I've read the transcripts, and they go something like this. Hey, we got to do something over here to get the black dollar. Well, what are we going to do? We need a black holiday. Well, what kind of black holiday? I don't know. Me either. What are we going to do? I don't know. Hey, we better get on it. Okay. Hey, what's going on? Okay. And so, you know, I'm paraphrasing. How about Martin Luther King Day? Martin Luther who? Exactly. Hey, we're white. Don't get mad at the performer. Hey, this is real stuff. And they said, we need something, you know, that's not very fun. How about something festive? Festive? That makes me sound, makes me think of Christmas. Oh, why don't we do like Black Christmas? You can't call it Black Christmas, you idiot. Hey, don't talk to me like that. Oh, Christmas. Krinza. Quinza. Kwanzaa. That's it. What are you talking about? Kwanzaa. We can't call something do it. And we're going to spell it with a K. What? Yeah. And a W and a Z. You got to be, do it. And three A's. Okay, now you're going to do it. Okay, but we're trying to make money, and now we've got this new holiday called Kwanzaa. We're going to have to bring artists in and make a whole new set of cards and design everything. No. Just take that old Christmas card. See the one with the reindeer on it? Yeah? We'll take that and change it to a gazelle. We can't do it. And that Hanukkah card over there with the menorah, just change the colors. That is ridiculous. Do it. So those are the rumors, that it's made up. But that's not true, ladies and gentlemen. Kwanzaa is real. It is a real holiday to celebrate the community, diversity, and stuff. And it would be very obvious for a Caucasian superstar such as myself to get up on this stage and do a campy, cheap song mocking and belittling the precious holiday of Kwanzaa. But I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry. I will, however, sing a song that is informative, educational, and packed full of facts that have been verified by various members of the African American community. It's Kwanzaa!
Uh-huh.
You thought I didn't know about it, didn't you? Because I am Caucasian now, didn't you? It's time to learn about it now, honky. Come on! Hey! It's Kwanzaa! What's up? Time to learn. Kwanzaa means first fruits of the harvest. From December 26th through January 1st. The Kwanzaa greetings are in Swahili. They're kind of hard to pronounce and should be rehearsed. Umoja, Kujichagulia. Hold it, don't forget Ugema. Hold it, what about Ujama? Nia, hold it. Now guess what? Kwanzaa was founded in 1966. A Kanara holds seven black, green, and red candlesticks. They serve sweet potato pie at most celebrations. And many other foods from these African nations. Like Niger, Mozambique, Madagascar, Zimbabwe and Zanzibar, Burundi and Ethiopia, Somalia, Botswana, Uganda, Rwanda, Tunisia, Libya, and Liberia. Ooh, that's right. You better recognize. Dynamite. Black is beautiful. What you talking about? It's Kwanzaa. Thank you.
Jackie B. talking about Kwanzaa. And that was the very first Kwanzaa song I've acquired by a gay artist. This next artist does not shy away from politics, and you have to hand it to an artist who uses the song Frosty the Snowman and puts in his own lyrics criticizing the government. Here's Jeffrey Berenger from his album from last year called Vote Santa. His version of the song is called Katrina, the Class 4 Hurricane.
You know Ivan and Francis and Charlie and Mitch, Hugo and Andrew and Jean, what a witch. But oh, can you recall the most famous hurricane of all? Katrina, the Class 4 Hurricane, at 140 mile per hour winds. Some losers in the Christian right said she'd come to wipe out those who'd sinned. Cause obviously Mardi Gras is just too fun and way too gay. So God must have sent a hurricane to teach New Orleans the error of its ways. But just as conservatives started feeling smug, the real truth came to light. While the country was spending billions on Bush's disastrous war, FEMA had been castrated by the conservative right. The country watched in horror as Bush's government failed the entire Gulf Coast. Maybe if conservatives spent our money better, we'd be celebrating heroes instead of looking for scapegoats. And now on foggy Christmas Eve, there's one thing left to say. George Bush and your corporate cronies, won't you please just go away? Give us back our country so we can start to clean up this mess and build a government that cares about its people and not just corporate profits.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, America!
Okay, up next is a song that has nothing whatsoever to do with Christmas, but I just can't wait to share it. Let's call it My Christmas Present to You. This recording is very, very rare, and while it was recorded in 1982, it was just released this month, on iTunes only. Here's the reason it's so rare and historic. It's by Christine Jorgensen. Now, most of you should know that Christine was the first person to receive major media attention when she had a sex change operation. That was in 1952, and in 1958, an interview with her was released on a vinyl LP called Christine Jorgensen Reveals. But that was the extent of it. While she made herself a career in show business for almost the rest of her life, no recordings of her nightclub show surfaced. Until now. In the show, she does some singing, tells stories about celebrities, and does some impressions. The song you hear in this short sketch is, for Christine Jorgensen, I think very appropriate.
I'll tell you, it's kind of exciting for me to be back in the Hollywood. You know, when I first played here, it was about 1957, 58. I can't really pinpoint the date. I can, really, but I have to look it up. Because I came into Hollywood many years ago to play at the Interlude, and it was so much fun. Frances Faye was downstairs in the Crescendo, banging out her piano, singing, Gay, 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 Frances Faye. And one of the great nightclub performers of all time, Frances Faye. And the old building was so thin, the walls and everything, Frances' voice would permeate through the floor during my performances upstairs. And I'll tell you, I'd hear her down there, and she'd say, Christine, eat your heart out. And I'd say, the old bag is down there doing it again, you know. And we could hear each other through the floor. Well, when I first came out in 1969 to live in California, I came out long before 69. Oh, dear. Sunset Boulevard and the Sunset Strip were exciting places in those days. I guess they're still exciting, but I guess I'm getting older and it's different. But we had the big nightclubs, the Trocadero, the Ciro's, we had them all. But you know, many years ago, when I was playing at the Latin Quarter in New York, a beautiful show opened on Broadway. It was called Flower Drum Song. In it, Pat Suzuki sang this wonderful tune, which became my theme song. See if you remember it. I'm a girl, and by me that's only great. I am proud that my silhouette is curvy, that I walk with a sweet and girlish gait, with my hips kind of swivelly and swervy. I adore being dressed in something frilly. When my date comes to get me at my place, out I go with my Joe or John or Billy, like a filly who is ready for the race. When I have a brand new hairdo, with my eyelashes all in curl, I float as those clouds on air do. I enjoy being a girl. When men say
I enjoy being a girl by Christine Jorgensen. And that was a very edited preview of it. As the album will only be available as an iTunes download, the producer asked me not to give away the whole song. Perfectly understandable. I encourage you to explore this part of our history by getting the whole recording. Back to holiday songs. And for those of you who only know Sandra Bernhardt for her abrasive comedy and guest spots on The Roseanne Show and others, well, she's also a talented songwriter and singer, as you'll see with her song, Miracle of Lights.
Bless the miracle of lights, let's pray for peace. Make the fight within, and then the fire will cease. It's the miracle of lights around the world tonight. Deep inside, love is a rose. Meditate and it will grow. It's the miracle of lights. Let's pray for peace. If you're searching for the gift, see it in the sands that shift. It's the miracle of lights. Transcends all that divides. You are my brother, I believe. We are one soul, don't be
Sandra Bernhardt, and that's from a brand new various artists album called Breaking for the Holidays. In my August show, I played an artist named David Lasley. He's known more for his work as a session singer. In the last 26 years, he's been a prolific background vocalist on the albums of James Taylor, Bette Midler, Bonnie Raitt, Luther Vandross, Aretha Franklin, Joni Mitchell, Cher, and on and on. I persuaded him to send me this unreleased Christmas song. It's from 1999 and is called This Christmas, This Year. I've got one more song in the show, but before I get to it, I want to thank you all for tuning in. You can see photos of all the artists and recordings on tonight's show and view the playlist at my website at www.queermusicheritage.com. And you can also hear the show and all my past Christmas shows there as well. If you go to my site, you'll find a longer version of this show with additional songs, some of which, well, I just can't play on broadcast radio if I want to keep doing this. I'm doing 3 Christmas shows this year, one found on my site only, so there's lots to listen to this year. If you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, you can write to me at qmheritage@aol.com, and I'd love to hear from you. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back next Monday, Christmas Day, with part 2 of my Queer Music Heritage Christmas Special. I started this show with RuPaul, and already told you that I would end the show with her. Last year, she released a really neat Christmas song, and it showed up as an extra track on her remix single of the song People Are People, which came out just too late to include on last year's show. So I've been saving it. Here's RuPaul and I Just Can't Wait for Christmas.
Fireplace, dollar bill. door hangs a mistletoe.